Well, Shabbat Shalom. Here we are on another Sabbath. Shabbat Shalom again. Another Shabbat. And here we are, and I'll blow the trumpet, and I'll pray. Let's pray, and then I'll blow the trumpet. Okay. Heavenly Father, Lord and God, we ask you to cover us in your holy blood of any sin, any blemish, anything that displeases you, Father. No, we're just the dirt of the ground. We're just dust. We pray that you'll bless and anoint this Shabbat, this study today, that you are the living God and there's none else. May you heal everyone, touch our sister Teresa, and Cheryl, and Louise, and Jacqueline, and my wife, and me, and Zach, and Ethan, and Esther, and Darlene, and anyone else that's around in the body of Messiah. May God bless you and heal you and strengthen you and always be with you. And I thank God for the blood of Yeshua, and I thank God for the word of God. And now we'll blow the trumpet, I hope. Let's see if we can blow the trumpet. That sounded just like Carrie, didn't it?
Was that a joke?
Didn't that sound just like my wife?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, we're one of Messiah congregation, Kahal Chabad Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God around the world. We're not in Hohenwald today. We're in all different parts of the country, but we're still here in one accord on Pow Talk. There's my phone number. There's the website. There's the email if you need to talk to me. And let's see. We already prayed. Today's January the 22nd, 2022. So it's 2222. January 22nd, 2022. And still Janus's month, which is a pagan god. But we bring it to focus God's calendar. We're in the 11th month of God called Shvat, 18th day. That's found in Zechariah 1:7. And I thank the Lord that I really thank the Lord. He protects up my little server back there in Hohenwald. The things are still running. You could read the studies, watch the studies in many different formats. You could listen to the studies in a few formats. And you can upload them to your iPads or iPhones and take them with you if you go walking or something. We read from the Law and the Prophets every Sabbath like they did in the book of Acts. And that's Acts 13:15. Today's topic, I just wanted to go over, Jehovah is the creator of all things. And I know you guys all know that, but there's a lot of people that don't. And I listen to a lot of different things during the week, and I hear so many people that still believe in evolution, the origin of species. Did you hear we all came from a monkey, or molten soup, or a rock? And then I got this from off a evolution site. In the beginning, there was nothing. Nothing exploded to make everything. So I put down, in the beginning of what? If there's nothing there, what beginning? There's no space, there's no area, there's nothing. So they don't even know what they're talking about. So you and me and the cow jumped over the moon, and that would be just easier to believe. Anyway, people still believe that, and they mock what we believe. However, Scripture tells us, In the beginning, this is the beginning of time when God created it. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So there was a beginning to the universe. And God created great. And then it says, God created also great whales and every living creature that moves, which the waters brought forth abundantly after his kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. So here we have God creating things without evolution. He just created them. Boom, there they are, great whales. And God created man in his own image, which is really a miracle. We're in God's image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So I guess God has this configuration of arms and, you know, legs and or whatever, something like that.
We're created in His image.
But we're created in His image. And we see that everything was finished and God rested in chapter 2 of Genesis. The heavens and the earth were finished and all the host of them. It's finished. They were finished. They're not expanding, they're not shrinking, they're not doing anything. They're just finished. And on the seventh day, God ended His work which He made. He rested on the seventh day from all His work which He made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it He rested from all His work which God created and made. So God created it and made it. And everything's finished. And then it goes into, chapter 2 goes into the generations. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. So these are the generations. In the day that Jehovah God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. So there's no evolution here either, because they were just there. Boom. There they are, the herbs and every plant. So they didn't evolve into nothing. They're just there. And then we have chapter 5. It's the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man in the likeness of God created He him. Male and female created He them and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day that they were created. So we see that God created the first man and woman there. Yes. And He called their name Adam, which is interesting. And that's chapter 5. And then chapter 6 goes into a very terrible thing. God says He's going to destroy man that He made. Oh, boy. That was a quick happiness. A few chapters there in Genesis. We don't know how many hundreds of years. I guess we can figure something out. And it says, I will destroy man. I will destroy man whom I have created from off the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for repented me that I have made them. And that's pretty sad. Something to repent God that He made something is pretty horrible to think about. You know, when I do the study, things really touch me when I read some different verb. You know, I read nice and slow, just like it repented God that He made mankind. That's really a sad situation. Then approximately, you know, 40 years later in Deuteronomy, from, you know, Genesis, it says, for ask now of the days that are past, which were before you, since the day that God created man upon the earth. So this thing about God creating is many places in the Bible. And ask from the one side of heaven unto the other, God created the heavens, whether there be any such thing as this great thing is, or that had been like it. Did ever people hear the voice of God speaking out of the midst of a fire, as you heard, and live? So we see that God has a voice, and He can speak. He has a mouth. That's interesting. So we see this God that we believe in is really there. Or had God assayed to go and to take him a nation from the midst of another nation by temptations, by signs, by wonders, by war, by a mighty hand, and by stretched out arm, and by great terrors, according to all that Jehovah your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes? Unto you it was showed that you might know that Jehovah, He is God. There is none else beside Him. Just think, there's not two gods, there's one God. That's amazingly unbelievable beyond our imaginations. And He lives in this place called heaven, wherever that is. Out of heaven He made you to hear His voice, that He might instruct you. And that's beautiful to understand. He's instructing us. God is the most important instructor you'll ever have upon the earth. He showed you His great fire, and you heard His voice out of the midst of the fire. And because He loved your fathers, therefore He chose their seed after them, and we're part of the seed, and brought you out in His sight with a mighty power out of Egypt, to drive out nations from before you, greater and mightier than you are, to bring you in, to give you their land for an inheritance as it is this day. So our ancestors, God really took care of them. I mean, really, really did stuff for them. And they still rebelled. Know therefore this day then can consider in your heart that Jehovah, he is God in heaven above and upon the earth beneath. There's none else. There's no other God. There's no other entity. There's no other creator besides the God of the universe, which is Jehovah. You shall therefore keep his statutes, his commandments, which I command you this day, that it may go well with you and with your children after you, and that you may prolong your days upon the earth. So if you want longer life, just keep his commandments, keep his statutes, which he commanded us, which Jehovah your God gives you forever. Amen. And I thank God that we're still here in this century. You know, we're in this 21st century. 2022 is the date of the year, we think it is, in Gregorian way of looking at it. This is not a long study today, but every word to me was so, just touches me, you know. It says, the heavens are yours, God, the earth. This is Psalm 89, verse 11. The heavens are yours, the earth also is yours. As for the world and the fullness thereof, you have founded them. The north and the south, you have created them. Just think, God created the north and the south, the east and the west, and he created everything. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in your name. And I don't know if they're north and south there, but those are the ones that are named. But this thing, God created all that. He created the compass. He created the thoughts of a compass, you know.
The science
of a compass. He created all the science, actually, the genetics and everything that we're figuring out.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 102, this shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise Jehovah. Amen. He says, for he looks down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did Jehovah behold the earth. To hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of Jehovah in Zion, his praise in Jerusalem, when the people are gathered together and the kingdoms to serve Jehovah. And that's all I want to do is serve God and the real God, and he's the God of Israel, the God of the universe, the God that created the heavens and the earth and everything else that's in it. Just think of that. Created in the universe is beyond our imaginations when we say that, because the universe is so unimaginably large that we can't even figure out the distances. And God created the whole thing, whatever that, you know, it's just unbelievable, the universe that we see, or that they see through the telescopes. Psalm 104, you, God, sent your spirit. God sent his spirit, and they were created, and you renewed the face of the earth. And that's beautiful in Psalm 104, verse 30. God sends his spirit, and we're created. The Holy Spirit of God and the Word of God made flesh, the Messiah. Psalm 148 says, you praise Yah. Yeah, praise Yah. Praise you, Yah, from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all you his angels. Praise you, him, all you, all his hosts. Praise you, him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, you heaven of heavens, and you waters that are above the heavens. So there's waters above the heavens, whatever that means. We don't know what that means. Let them praise the name of Yehovah. He commands, and they were created. Just think, God commands and is created. He had also established them forever, forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass. Praise Yehovah from the earth, ye dragons and deep and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy winds fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of Yehovah. For his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalts the horn of his people, the praise of all saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise Yah. Amen. Praise you, Yah. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, it's a shame that people have changed so much and they don't really praise God anymore, and they have the wrong God, and they have a fake God. Just think, most of the people tomorrow will be praising a pushover God. They can do anything they want, or they can believe anything they want. And, you know, it's a very sad thing. And schools that teach there's no God and nothing exploded is very, they're going to be accountable one day. Well, you came from a rock, a molten soup, or a monkey. They still have those monkey things, you know, they come from a monkey, which is really stupid. But you would think anyone with any kind of brain can think for a second, how come all the monkeys didn't turn into people? Or how come
the unlucky ones,
the rocks didn't turn into people? Molten soup didn't, people didn't jump out of it lately? Or how come nothing didn't explode again? I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, just the thought of all that is just so foolish, and people with no brains just fall for that. I guess you have to pass tests with those silly answers. So there's only one creator. Have you not known? This is Isaiah 40. Have you not heard that the everlasting God, the Jehovah, the creator of the ends of the earth, he faints not, neither is weary. There's no searching of his understanding. So just to think that there's a creator beyond our imaginations. You know, I was thinking, like, some people got this thing about they can remote view people, but we don't need to do that, because we don't have to remote anything. We can just talk to God spiritually, and he hears us. And I thank God for that. He's the living God, the creator of all things. I don't know if you ever heard of remote viewing. They said they use it in the army, but I believe that we could talk to God and he'll answer us. Isaiah 43 says, 15, I am Jehovah, your Holy One, the creator of Israel, your King. Amen. He is really the King of Israel, besides all the kings that went sour there. Romans, let's move to Romans real quick. Letter to Paul wrote to the Romans. It says, who, which means the people, changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the creator, who's blessed forever. Amen. And that's the way it really is today. People serve the creature, which is really weird. I don't understand that. So wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him and well-doing as unto a faithful creator. Yes, that's Peter. First Peter 4:19. And we go back to Genesis again real quick. And you see God made the firmament, which is a spreading out and a stretching of area. And he divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. Those waters that are above the heavens there, whatever that means, above the firmament. Firmament is heaven, by the way, in case you didn't know. And then God made the two great light bulbs, two great lights. And that's the greater light to rule the day, which is known as the sun, and the lesser light to rule the night, and that's the lesser light which rules the night. And then he made the stars also. And around the stars, they think they find there's other things, but we'll see. But God made two great lights for us. That's just for us. Verse 25 in Genesis, chapter, verse 1, says, God made the beasts of the earth after his kind. And God, he really did make the beast of the earth, out of the earth, out of the dust, and cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God didn't think about evolution. He didn't need no evolution. He just makes it. Jehovah made a covenant with us in Horeb. Yeah. And that covenant is the Ten Commandments. We better make sure we keep those. That's Deuteronomy 5:2. So, Isaiah chapter 40 tells us, lift up your eyes on high, and behold, it was God who created these things, that brings out their hosts by number, who calls them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for he is strong in power, not one fails. Now, if you just stop there and contemplate on what we just read, it says, he brings out their host by number, whatever that means. He calls them all by names. The host of heaven is beyond our imagination, but God could name every solar system, every constellation, every kind of galaxy, or every kind of anything that you could imagine. He has a name for everything. That's just, you know, because we like astronomy and we like looking through our telescope. When we look through it, like, you know, you can just see how vast God must be, because the universe looks endless. And we could only see so far with our telescope. And they just sent up the James Webb telescope. Mm-hmm. So it's going out there millions of miles to see what they can see. And just think, it's, if it can go travel millions of miles, how big is the universe? I mean, it's millions and millions and millions and unbelievable distances. And it's like light years, which is, we can't even imagine light years, you know what that means. However, God can call them all by a name. Isaiah 41:17 tells us, when the poor and needy seek water, and there's none, and their tongue fails for thirst, just think, Jehovah says, I will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. That really got me today when I just read those two little sentences. It says, I will open rivers. Now listen, I want you to catch this slow. He's going to open rivers in the high places, which you don't really see rivers in high places, and fountains in the midst of valleys. He's going to, I will make the wilderness, I don't know if you've ever seen a wilderness before, a pool of water, and he's going to make the dry land springs of water. Dry land, springs of water. And I will plant, he's going to plant. Now, you don't go usually plant in the wilderness, but God can plant anywhere he wants. He plants in the wilderness the cedar, the sitar tree, the myrtle, and the oil tree. He can plant anything he wants, anywhere he wants. that really stopped me today when I read that, because, you know, just the, you know, you sit and, you know, think about what you're really reading. It says, I will set in the desert. Could you imagine going to the Sahara Desert or the deserts in California or any desert? And I will set in the desert the fir tree and the pine in the desert and the box tree together. Really? It says that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of Jehovah had done it. It's the hand of God that does this, and the Holy One of Israel that created it. Isn't that amazing? So God can do anything he wants, anywhere he wants, without, you know, our little science and physics and all those things that we come up with. He can do anything he wants, when he wants, where he wants, with whom he wants. And that's beautiful. So I thank the Lord that he could look down from heaven and he could heal every one of us if he wants to right now in the name of Yeshua. We ask you to heal everyone that's sick and afflicted in our church, in our congregation, and in the body of Messiah. We ask you to heal us and touch us and be with us today, Father. Strengthen everyone. Yes. Isaiah 42 says, thus saith God Jehovah, or the Lord Jehovah, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spreads forth the earth and that which comes out of it, he that gives breath unto the people upon it. This thing, God gives you your breath and the spirit to them that walk therein. It says, Isaiah 43 says, but now thus saith Jehovah that created you, O Jacob, And he that formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. And that's really sad because, you know, we read so much about the Bible, how the people have forsaken God and served, you know, other gods and molten gods and molten images. And that's something we have to always be weary of and have to be aware of in the future. There'll be another image that people will be falling down and worshiping in the future. So you have to be careful about that. I was going to do a study today about images, but I noticed I've done one recently. But it's really important to understand about images. And we're created in God's image. And I see there's another contending image that's going to try to take over in the end. In Revelation. You can read that yourself. For everyone that is called by my name, I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. That's verse 7. So if you think you came from, rock or molten sea or monkey or nothing, verse 7 says, I have created you for my glory. I have formed you. I have made him. Yeah. Isaiah 45 says, drop down the heavens from above. Drop down, you heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, Jehovah, have created it. So I can't think of anything that God didn't create. Everything that you look at, everything in your house where you are, it all comes from the earth. It all comes from somewhere else, right? You take everything in your house and bring it down to the bare essentials, the bare minimum. It's everything's from God. Your glass table, your computers, your everything. Mm-hmm. It's all from something.
Something, yeah.
We found out how to reform things and use them.
Use resources.
But God is the one who does everything.
Creation.
He said, I have made the earth and created man upon it. So God made the earth, and he actually created man in his image on this earth. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, which you can't even imagine how big his hands had to be to stretch out the heavens. That made me stop again. Because when I think of the heavens, you know, I'm thinking about the universe, which is so gigantically gigantic. But his hands can stretch them out. Oh, well, that's just unbelievable. That's who we're dealing with. And all the host have I commanded. He commands all the hosts of heaven and the armies of heaven too. For thus saith Jehovah that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he that established it, he that created it not in vain. God actually formed it to be inhabited. So this earth was formed to be inhabited by us. No one else. I am Jehovah, and there's none else. So God created this earth to be inhabited by us that were made in his image. That's beautiful to understand. Book of Malachi says, have we not all one Father? Had not one God created us? That's right. It's only one God that created us, even though I know they teach there's many gods. And you know, even when I do the Gregorian calendar, every month has to do with some other god or goddesses or crazy Greek things. But we read them just to make people understand that everything has an origin. Everything has a meaning. In some Gospels and letters, a lot of these words are, of course, recited again. Gospel of Mark and the end, last days and the end. You better pray that your flight's not in the winter because it's pretty cold out there, even today, you know, in Tennessee. It's like, what was it, 20 something? Yeah. For in those days shall be affliction such as was not since the beginning of the creation. So there was a beginning of a creation. Those words are very important to understand. There's a beginning that God started something, and the creation of mankind. So, it says, the beginning of the creation which God created unto this time neither shall be. So, even in that chapter, Mark 13, we go back to Genesis. And, you know, we see that God is the creator, and there is the beginning. There's a beginning of the creation of mankind. That's pretty amazing. First Corinthians tells us, the man is not of the woman. Yep, the man is not of the woman. But the woman came from the man, believe it or not. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman was created for the man. That's right. And that's exactly the way it is when you get married. Amen. That's 1 Corinthians 11:8. Everybody understand that, I hope? So God created everything, the woman, the man, and created the woman for the man, and he created the man. Paul tells the Ephesians, we are God's workmanship. We're actually God's workmanship, created in Messiah Yeshua unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. So just think, God ordained us before there was a world. And he knew us before we were born. And he knew that we would be here doing this today in 2022. That's right, January 2022. Here we are. Unto me, where Paul says, I guess which everyone can really say, unto me who is less than the least of all saints, that's pretty humble, yeah, is this great grace given that I should preach among the nations, the Gentiles, the unsearchable riches of Messiah. Amen. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God, who created all things by Yeshua the Messiah. So just think, when God created everything, he spoke his word, and his word is the Messiah. And that's something to think about. So, again, that's something we can't do, but he can do it. So we're talking about an entity that can do things to beyond us. I mean, miles and gazillions of way beyond us. I can't even express how beyond us. So we have to make sure we're renewed in the spirit of your mind. Make sure you're renewed in the spirit of your mind, because you're born again. You know, you're not born of corruptible seed, but of incorruptibility now. So be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new person who after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And true holiness doesn't, again, true holiness means who you really are. Are you holy? Are you keeping the commandments? Are you doing what God says? Are you listening to God? Are you, you know, obeying God? I know a lot of people think holiness is the way you look. It's not the way you look. It's not a hairstyle or a dress code or, but, you know, we want you to dress properly if you come to our congregation. But at the same time, being holy means, are you keeping the commandments? Are you keeping the statutes, the judgments? Are you having righteous judgment? That's really important. We see judgment is really out the window nowadays. And you have to give thanks unto the Father. Always give thanks unto the Father, which had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Amen. So we're partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light of the truth, who had delivered us from the power of darkness. And I know we could say that a lot, but if you really think about that, we're delivered from the power of darkness. The powers of darkness used to have their grip on us, but God delivered us from that. And he translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, Yeshua. Amen. So these words that are written here, I hope you could listen to them and make them go right into your heart. He delivered us from the power of darkness. In other words, we didn't even realize what we were doing was wrong. It's dark. You can't see where you're going. And he translated us into the kingdom of his dear son, Yeshua, in whom we have redemption through his blood. So if you have Yeshua, you have redemption through his blood. If you don't have Yeshua, you have no redemption. You have no forgiveness of sins. You have there's no way to make amends. So think of all the religions that do not believe Yeshua is the Word of God made flesh. They're lost. And if they don't keep his commandments, they're lost too. It says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Amen. For by him, the Word of God, were all things created, that are in heaven and that are on earth. Now, just if we stop there for a second, by him all things were created. All things. I remember somebody asked me, they said, "You mean all things?" I said, "Yeah, all things are created that are in the heavens or heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible." So even the nano things that we're finding, there's even smaller things in nanos that we haven't even got to yet. And we haven't even got, you know, they can send all the telescopes they want in the universe, but they're never going to see everything. Visible, he created everything, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things. And by him, all things consist. Which, again, if you have to really stop and think about what that means, everything consists by God. Isn't that amazing? That's life, death, eternity, everything. I can't even imagine. When I was doing this study of this, I call this a study, but it's a topic, really. When I was doing this topic today, I was thinking, again, just think the universe is only so old, and the creation is only so old, according to the Bible. What happened gazillions of years before that? Where was God? What was he doing? Think of all the exciting things he could tell us. Mm-hmm. I know he did billions and billions of things that we can't even imagine. He did things past finding out. Everything consists of God that we're aware of. So, Paul tells the Corinthians, Colossians, and I tell everybody too, make sure you lie not one to another. Don't lie, seeing that you have put off the old person with his deeds, and you have put on the new person, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him. We have to be after the image of him that created him. Amen. So we're created in his image. And I bet his word looks just like him too. Mm-hmm. His word must look just like him too. Well, he's the Word of God.
He's the image of God.
He's the image of God. The image of the invisible God. Make sure you put on the new person, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond or free, but Messiah is all and in all. We're all one of Messiah, yeah. Yes, that's true. So it's really important to understand a lot of these verses. I'm trying to read them slow so you can get more out of this. Just thinking that Apostle Paul's time, telling Timothy, one of his fellow followers of Messiah, he says the Spirit speaks expressly. So if you're listening intently, the Spirit might have something to tell you. The Spirit of God speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. And we've seen in our time, in our century, people departed from the faith too. And they gave heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That's scary. Just think, there's so many different doctrines out there and so many different Bible versions. You could easily fall into one of them. Spirit of unbelief is always around. There's always these evil spirits that are trying to get you not to believe. You'll end up speaking lies in hypocrisy. So hypocrisy is really speaking lies, because it's false doctrine. Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. If something's seared, it's like, seems like it's burnt off with a hot iron. Some people forbid to marry and command to abstain for some certain foods which God had created to be received with thanksgiving. This is the foods God had created to be received with thanksgiving of them and of them which believe and know the truth. So it's not every food, but it's the food God created. Okay? And we know there's clean foods, and then there's other things that are not considered food. Right. Unfortunately, a lot of people made things that are not food. They eat them every day, you know? Okay, we're coming to a close here. This is a short study today. The book of Revelation tells us, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things." Just like from Revelation, from Genesis to Revelation says the same thing. "For your pleasure they are and were created." Did we just read that in the Psalm? We just read that in the Psalm. God created everything for his own pleasure. So just think, all the things out there, and things you can't see, and the invisible things that we can never see, he created everything for his pleasure. Brother John, who was a disciple of the Messiah, Brother John says he saw an angel stand upon the sea. I guess that's the ocean, really. And upon the earth, it says, and the earth lifted up. He saw an angel, which I saw stand upon the sea, and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven. So he's standing on the earth, and he lifted up his hand to heaven. This angel, he's lifting up his hand to heaven, and he swore by him that lives forever and ever, who created the heaven and the things that therein are, whatever that means, all the things that are in heaven, which we don't have no idea, all the animals and beasts and things that God has in heaven, the things that therein are, and the earth, everything on the earth, and the things that therein are, and the sea, that means the ocean, everything that's in the ocean, and the things which are therein, that one day there shall be time no longer. So he's swearing, he's declaring this angel from God. He's not doing it of his own accord, believe me. He's doing it from God. One day there shall be time no longer. And that's something to think about, you know, and time. Something that, you know, we made a clock and, you know, we made a sundial and all this kind of stuff that we could sort of gauge time. But time is such a mystery, really. Because with God, one day is a million years and a gazillion years, as a million years is the one. You know, it's just God owns, I remember somebody said, and it makes a lot of sense, God owns the time glass of infinity. And I can't remember where I got that from, but I thought about that, and that's true. I mean, he has infinite time. Just thinking, there's no time in heaven. There can't be. Because how could you, when you're eternal,
don't worry about it. Just
there's no time. You're not going to have a watch in heaven. You know, there's no time. You're eternal. immortal. We don't know about what eternal means, and we don't know about a new body, what that means, and we don't know about what being immortal really means. But we know the mystery of God is going to be finished one day. The mystery of God. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, so when the seven angels, when it comes to the end and the seventh angel sounds, the mystery of God should be finished. Amen. As he declared to his servants the prophets. And again, this is a short study today, but I just did this because, you know, I wish somebody, all these people that I listen to during the week, would jump on my website and forget about their evolution nonsense. I still can't believe, you know, they still have this on websites. In the beginning, there was nothing, and nothing exploded to make everything. I mean, if you just stopped and thought about that sentence for a second, in what beginning? Of what? If there's nothing there. There's no space, there's no area, there's nothing. How could nothing, if there's nothing there, how could it, what would cause something, how could you cause nothing to explode? There's no such thing. And then how could that nothing make everything? But that's what they actually teach. That was on a website today that I went to, Evolution website, and I couldn't believe they had that. Of course, I added beginning of what? No space, no area, nothing. They just had in the beginning, there was nothing, and nothing exploded to make everything. So just think, that's going around in the world, and that's why a lot of people today, you know, they have no belief, and they have no God, because they fell for this false science. Anyway, I hope you got something out of my message today. I hope you got something out of this. Yeah, the Big Bang is such a lie. The Big Bang. Where did that guy go that wrote that? Big Bang is a big dud. Evolution. It's just a make-believe science. Anyway, thank you for being here today. May God bless you and comfort you the rest of this Sabbath. May God heal you. And when we pray, just think we're praying to this God that's so amazingly powerful, that's beyond our imaginations. He could teach us anything he wants. He could have us do anything he wants. He's in charge of us. He's the living God, the powerful creator. The creator from the ends of the earth. He created everything. And I thank the Lord again for just knowing about this. I thank the Lord again for knowing about the Sabbath, that we could all congregate together. And I thank the Lord for every one of you that's joined. And may God bless you today and be with you. Bless the food you eat and the singing. If you do any singing, let it be to the glory of God. And may God make us play our instruments better. It's all up to God to do everything. May God give us the breath we need to do everything, and the life. He is our life. May God always be with you and comfort you in Yeshua's name. Shabbat shalom, everyone. God bless you, and we'll talk again soon.